Welcome to the NewsHour. There is a public break tonight between the United States and Israel after the U.S. refused to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.S. of changing its position on the war in Gaza and canceled a planned visit of his top aides to Washington. Nick Schifrin is here now with more on these fast-moving developments. Nick, what is it that happened today that led to this very public disagreement?
The UN Security Council today, for the first time in more than 5 months of war, demanded a ceasefire in Gaza. And it did so because, as you just said, the U.S. abstained on a vote. Resolution 2728, quote, demands an immediate ceasefire for the month of Ramadan, respected by all parties, leading to a lasting and sustainable ceasefire, and also demands the immediate and unconditional release of all the hostages. So while we keep up that text, just a few points. One, the holy month of Ramadan is already halfway over. Two, the word lasting was replaced because the U.S. asked for it rather than the quote, than the word permanent. And three, that paragraph there refers to a ceasefire and hostage release in the same paragraph. An earlier draft allowed those two things to be split, and that is what the reason why the U.S. abstained today, according to U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas Greenfield.
We fully support some of the critical objectives in this non-binding resolution. And we believe it was important for the Council to speak out and make clear that our ceasefire must, any ceasefire, must come with the release of all hostages.
But the resolution did not condition the ceasefire on the hostage release, nor did it condemn Hamas's terrorist attack of October the 7th. And that is why Netanyahu said today, hey, look, that's what you were calling for in your own draft resolution. You have changed your policy. That led to Netanyahu canceling this delegation that was supposed to arrive tomorrow to Washington. And it led to this statement by Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan.
Your demand for a ceasefire without conditioning it on the release of the hostages not only is not helpful, but it undermines the efforts to secure their release. To this council, Israeli blood is cheap. This is a travesty, and I'm disgusted.
In response to that, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby today tried to downplay what the U.S. had done. He said that the Israeli cancellation of the delegation was disappointing. But he also said, William, that Netanyahu was making a bigger deal of today's vote than it was actually.
We get to decide what our policy is. The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't. And we get to decide what our policy is. It seems like the Prime Minister's office is choosing to create a perception of daylight here when they don't need to do that.
So how serious do U.S. officials believe this rift really is?
I mean, Kirby, as he said, he's disappointed that the U.S. won't be able to detail their alternative to the assault on Rafah. Israeli officials say that an assault on Rafah is necessary because Hamas's final four battalions are based there. But two U.S. officials tell me that the U.S. had planned to provide a detailed alternative to an assault on Rafah, more about targeting high-value members of Hamas, doing more to secure the Egyptian border, and allowing displaced Gazans to go home to central and northern Gaza. U.S. officials, frankly, are skeptical that Israel wants to hear an alternative to an assault on Rafah because all Israeli officials are convinced it's necessary, as we heard from Yoav Gallant, defense minister, who's visiting Washington as well today.
In my first meeting, which will be with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, I will stress the importance of destroying Hamas and returning the hostages home. We will operate against Hamas everywhere, including in places where we have not yet been.
Not yet been is presumably a reference to Rafah. Bottom line, two U.S. officials also think that Netanyahu's playing domestic politics here because his coalition is at a particularly fragile moment. But look, there has been tension between the administration and the Israeli government today, particularly public.
Nick Schifrin, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.